Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, Tes and Yud. So Mishnah Tes talks about what happens when one of the brothers does Kiddushin with the sister of their Yavama. Shomeres Yavam Shakidi Shachav Esachosav. A woman was waiting for Yibam with an older brother, and his younger brother went and did Kiddushin on her. Mishum Rabbi Dvam Seira Amru. So Rabbi Dvam Seira, they say, the Chamin said in the name of Rabbi Dvam Seira, Omrim Lo, we say to the younger brother, Hamtein Ad Sheyasa Chicha Gadol Maisa. You have to wait to get married with your wife until your older brother does something, Yibum or Chalitza, with her sister, so that your Yibum bond with that sister is gone, and then you can marry her sister. But while you still have a Zika with her sister, there's no way you're allowed to go ahead with the marriage. Chalitza Achivo Kanasa, once one of the older brothers does Chalitza, or actually does Yibum with her, then Yichmas his sister, so kazan teit. Then you can marry you can marry your wife, you can marry your sister. There's nothing wrong with two brothers marrying two sisters. So if one of the other brothers did Yibum on the woman that you had Zika with, so go ahead and do a Nisuin with her sister who you already had Kiddushin with. Now the Mishnah talks about what happens in that case if neither Chalitza nor Yibum is done because the Yavam or the Yavama died. So Mesa Yavam, let's say the Yavama, she was waiting for Yibum, and you had done Kiddushin on her sister, the younger brother had done Kiddushin on her sister, and she's waiting for Yibum with one of the older brothers, but there's a Zika with all of the brothers, and then she drops dead. So Yichnos is sister, then no problem, you can get married because there's no longer any Zika. Meis Yavam, if the Yavam dies, ooh, that doesn't get rid of the Zika, that just moves the responsibility to all the surviving brothers. Then Yotzi Asishta Beget, then you're going to have to divorce your wife for the get because you have to do, you have a Zika now with her sister, Veishasachiv B'chalitza, and you have to do Chalitza on Eishasachiv, on the woman that you have a Zika with. You can't do Yibum with her because you were married to You divorced. She's the sister of your ex-wife, and you're not allowed to marry the sister of your ex-wife. Now Mishnah Yud talks about how long a Yavama has to wait after her husband dies before doing Yibum or Chalitza. Hayavama lo tachlotz v'lotzis yavim. A Yavama shouldn't do Chalitza or Yibum ad sheyesh la shlosha chadashim, until there's been 3 months since her husband's patira, because we need to see if she's pregnant, and it takes 3 months till we arrive at the point of what's called hukar ubra, where she becomes recognizable pregnant, because maybe, who knows, maybe the brother actually had a baby, so we need to be able to know whether the brother produced any offspring before we let her go ahead and do Yibum. So now we say that there's a 3 month waiting period with regard to Yibum, so the Mishnah talks about how long any Almana or Grusha has to wait before getting married. V'chein kol shara nashim lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu, any other woman should not have erisin nor nisu and not shiulah and shalosh chadashim, until there's 3 months from the time that the last marriage ended, because we need to make sure that they're not pregnant. Echad besulos, echad bulos. And that's true even if they're a besula, even if they never slept with the first husband. Echad grushos, vechad almanos. And it doesn't matter how the previous marriage ended, whether it was in divorce or whether she became an almana. Echad nesuos, vechad rusos. And it doesn't matter whether she was only be'erisin with the first husband or benisuin. Now, normally you would imagine if they only had erisin, they never had bia. But nevertheless, we made a gzera that you need to have a 3 month waiting period for all women who want to get remarried to make sure that any woman who may have slept with her first husband doesn't get remarried while pregnant, unknowingly pregnant with the first husband's baby. Then the Mishnah talks about a different shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, hanesuos is arsu. If she had nisuin with the previous husband, she could do erisin within 3 months. Erisin doesn't involve having any bia. V'ha'arusos yinasu. And if she had erisin only with the previous husband, so then she could get remarried within 3 months. She didn't have bia with the previous husband. She's not going to be pregnant if she didn't have bia. Except for the Arusos in Yehuda, because they were always very comfortable in Yehuda with their Arusos, and were always concerned that they had Bia with their Arusos. So in that case, that's a different kind of Arusa. Now there's Rabbi Yossi, who basically says the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda, but has one more Chumrah. Rabbi Yossi Yomar, Kala Noshim Yisarsu, Chutz Min Almanam Mreya Ibul. That it's true that anyone could do Erisin within 3 months of their husband's Petira, except for an Almana, meaning if the first husband died, so you know you got to wait at least till the end of the shloshim, you know. But that's not a din in hukarubra in pregnancy or anything like that. That's just a fundamental din in avelus, that you have to let the avelus take its course. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Tes. We learned that if shomeres yavam who did the brother of the Yavam did kiddushin on the sister of the Shomeres Yavam. So Rabbi Yehuda Maseira said that you have to wait until one of the other brothers does yibum or chalitz on the actual Shomeres Yavam. Then the brother who did kiddushin is released of his zika, and then he can go and get married. But if the brother did chalitza or did yibum, he can go and get married. If the Yavama dies before chalitza or yibum is able to be done, then he can also get married. But if the Yavam dies, well, then he can't get married, because now he has a real zika with the actual Shomeres Yavam, so he's going to have to divorce his wife with the get, and he's going to have to do chalitza on the Shomeres Yavam. In Mishnah Yud, we learned that a Yavama should not do chalitza or yibum until it's been 3 months since the previous marriage, and according to the Tanakhama, any woman that has been previously married cannot get remarried, whether she became an almana, whether she became a grusha, whether there was erusin or nisun, whether she's trying to do erusin or nisun, whether she's a basula or a ba'ula, you need to wait the 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it all depends. Nisuos are allowed to do erusin, and arusos are allowed to do nisun, because there's no concern that they're pregnant, and or that they will be pregnant if they're only doing erusin right now. Except for the arusos in Yehuda, where we're concerned that Erusin equals Bia. Rabbi Yossi says everyone that's only the Erusin does not have to wait 3 months after an Erusin, she becomes Almana or Grusha, except when she becomes an Almana, she does need to wait Shloshim. She doesn't need to wait 30 days, because there is a period of Avelus that needs to be observed. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph.